So this week on the Coney Island Poutine Cafe Piffles Player Profile, Steve and Greg had a chance to talk with starting running back Cameron Marshall.
On this week's Coney Island Piffles Player Profile, we've got running back Cameron Marshall. Cameron, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me.
Now, right off the bat, you had your pick of teams when you came back to the CFL. Why Saskatchewan?
I thought it was the best opportunity first for me to come in and compete. You know that. For a job, first, that was first and foremost. And second, I just really liked the culture that they had here. You know, Coach Jones was coming off. I saw Coach Jones had some success in other places as well. So I was just really excited to get back up here, play in front of a great fan base as well.
How important is the run game to this offense? It seems the last couple of games with Hamilton, Toronto, they've gotten you more involved. Talk about that, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I think the run game is important. I know it's a pass-heavy league, but I think, you know, establishing something on the run to give the defense, you know, some other things to worry about is important.
Now, one of the things that kind of entertains our listeners is why people choose football. What was it for you that made you choose football as a career?
I just loved it ever since I was a kid. I played basketball. Basketball was my first sport, and 'cause my pops played basketball, and so it was my first sport. And as soon as I put a football on my hand, put these pads on, it was just something I love. Like, I love being physical in basketball, but I always get called for fouls, so. So yeah, as soon as I got to play football and they said, you know, you can hit people, I was like, oh, cool, I'm down.
Most fans know you as a running back of the Riders. Who is Cameron Marshall off the field? When you're not preparing for games, what do you like to do?
Well, first and foremost, I'm a husband, so I try to, you know, I hang out with my wife a lot. Obviously, we spend time with newlyweds, so we, you know, we like to do a lot of things together. But I mean, other than that, if I'm not on the field, and I'm not doing what she tells me to do, then I'm probably you can probably catch me at the movie theater trying to find something new to watch.
So what's your number one movie right now?
Number one, I saw Girls Trip. My wife brought me to that one. That was pretty funny though. What else did I see recently? I saw Wonder Woman was good. I saw Planet of the Apes was really good too. So I want to get there this weekend and see Dark Tower, and something came out last week too. And I want to see Detroit, too. I don't know if that's playing out here, but we'll see.
Fair enough. And does Cameron Marshall have any hidden talents that people might not know about him?
Hidden talents? I can juggle a little bit. Other than that, I don't really know. I'm sure some things might pop up later if I thought about it.
What's the strangest thing you've ever juggled?
Nothing strange. Nothing strange, nothing dangerous. I keep it pretty simple.
Back to football for a bit. Who's the hardest hitter in the CFL, in your opinion?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I've been hit hard a couple times, so it just kind of depends on the play.
Now, you've been involved in the Labor Day Classic before, mm-hmm. as a member of the Bombers. How's it going to be different? How's it going to be different being on the other side of the field, especially at this building?
I mean, I'm a Rough Rider. You know what I mean? So it's not going to be different. At the time, I didn't know anything else, you know, so it'll be, I guess, I'll know what the other side feels like, but I mean, it's not any different for me. I mean, I know a couple guys on the team, but it's still, you know, we played Winnipeg a couple times between the preseason and, you know, first regular season game here, so, yeah, I mean, it'll be fun. I'm sure it'll be a lot more fun to have the best fans in the CFL, you know, cheering for me instead of booing me, so that'll be fun.
Two-part question. One of the perks in the CFL is traveling.
Yeah.
What CFL city has the best food? And if you could travel anywhere in the world, where would you go and why?
Oh, let's see. Best food. I might have to say, I had some good food in Montreal. Montreal was pretty good. Montreal and Toronto, I had some good food in Toronto last year when I went, or the other year when I went before. So, I'd probably say those two places. BC has some good food, too. I'm not a big sushi eater, so I know a lot of people brag about the sushi. I'm not big into sushi, so I'll probably skip that.
Yeah.
And what was the other question?
Where would you travel and why?
Where would I travel? Probably someplace tropical so I could relax and relax, drink some pina coladas and enjoy myself.
Now, the one question that everyone keeps asking, cats or dogs?
See, I'm a dog person, but, you know, my wife has a cat, so I guess I have a cat. So that's how it goes.
As soon as you're married, you're a cat person
now,
right?
Yeah, I'm a cat person now, all the way.
Thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you.